As we turn our attention to beloved mighty Arcturus, we ask our beloved I Am Presence to take command of the outer self and keep us obedient to his slightest desire. Beloved of our hearts, I trust I may leave a record and a memory within you today of everything that the heart flame of vital flame love can do for you and can do through you for all the rest of life wherever you go. And it is this: whenever you think of the violet consuming flame's purifying activity, that is one thing. You think of that to call forth the purification and the consuming of conditions that have been destructive or limiting. But from today, will you try and remember that the violet consuming flame's almighty purifying activity is fundamentally the love of the great central sun's purity that loves to set life free. Your violet consuming flame is the purifying activity of the sacred fire that purifies and protects your life streams while it sets each one free in the release of the master powers of the higher mental body and your electronic presence into your outer use to help you exert your mastery. So when you think of the violet consuming flame, will you just love it and have the feeling that it is your friend? It's the mightiest friend you could ask in outer activities to purify conditions mankind has generated that are but limitation and distress to life. Now, we've all given you one activity after another of the sacred fire love from the heart of creation, from your own beloved I Am Presence, from the Ascended Master's octave and our temples of the sacred fire, from the physical sun, your great central sun. But what I want to do is to bring within you our Ascended Master feeling and knowledge, our Ascended Master consciousness, awareness, and understanding, comprehension of what the violet flame love can do through you for the rest of life, as well as do in you and through you and around you for the freedom of your own life streams. I want you to feel the intense love for that violet consuming flame that will allow its greatest cosmic concentration to come in and around your physical flesh bodies and flood forth into your outer world affairs the perfection from the Ascended Master's octave. Because this purifying love must come first to clear the atmosphere and purify conditions of the outer world, not only in which you move, but in which you want to bring forth something constructive to reveal the divine plan, not only for yourselves, but for others. So wherever you go, the mighty I Am Presence of every life stream will have more of an opportunity to bring through everyone that you contact the fulfillment of its own divine plan. And when you realize how great is the purifying love of the violet consuming flame to help you fulfill your own divine plan and can blaze to everyone else what will help everyone else fulfill the divine plan, you will begin to see that it is a scepter of mighty power This is the concentration of one of the most magnificent powers of the seven mighty Elohim of creation. It is the thing that purifies and helps to bring everything into divine order by the purity which this love is. But it's more than that. It is the protecting purity that helps to guard everything that is loaned to you by your own beloved I Am Presence or the Ascended Host. And now we come to a very important point. The outer intellect of mankind does not understand that it is but a custodian of the things of this world. Your life in the outer physical form is loaned to the intellect and your feeling world to use in outer world conditions to not only fulfill the divine plan that takes you to your ascension, but the life within you that is loaned to the outer self is to bring into the intellectual consciousness the Ascended Master's understanding of the rest of the universe. And there must always come first the violet consuming flames, purifying love in order to make the intellect comprehend what the Ascended Master's consciousness contains and can do and can release into your outer use to help the world around you. This is an inner activity of the violet consuming flame that keeps the inner activities of your own life stream purified and in divine order so that the higher mental body, any moment that it wishes to flash through you the power to produce a constructive manifestation or the power to help protect something that is constructive, your higher mental body has an immediate free way and harmonious cooperation of every faculty in the outer self by which it can release help and blessings to others around you as well as within you. You have no idea what is within that blessed violet consuming flame. And when you understand how limitless is the sacred fire love of the great central sun, how limitless is the power of your own blessed mighty I Am Presence, then you begin to understand how your own life stream can draw forth from the great central sun the limitless powers of cosmic assistance to the rest of the life in this world to help it fulfill the divine plan. And as you become more and more accustomed to the use of these inner powers of your own life stream, you will realize that to enfold them at all times in the violet consuming flame's love is the thing that keeps you harmonized, keeps you protected, and keeps the things of your world that are loaned to you by the great cosmic beings and the great cosmic law, you keep protected all the blessings and gifts that the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host have drawn into outer manifestation for mankind's use in its journey through this world to attain the ascension. And now, another intense activity of the sacred fire love, which we want you to understand and we want you to feel within yourselves, your intense love and gratitude to that purifying power of the violet consuming flame. That is the first action of both your mighty I Am Presence and the assisting masters to give you your ascension, because your ascension can't even begin to manifest within the physical body and loosen its hold upon the conditions of this world except through the violet flames love within your own physical flesh bodies. And if within you, in your feeling world, there is the love for that violet consuming flame, you will find as you love it, it will love you into the greater perfection and disconnect you from the discord of the outer world that has been the limitation of the past. I want you to feel the intense love for the violet consuming flame's own innate power to purify and set every particle of life free from mankind's distress. It matters not what human beings have created in this world. The cosmic concentration of the violet consuming flame can be drawn with such intensity, it can dissolve everything on this earth that is not the purity and the love of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. So it is the great transmuting love, the great transforming flame from the heart of creation, and it is the love, the mercy, and the forgiveness that transmutes anything that is of human creation by its purification into that which is divine. Except by the purifying love of the violet consuming flame, you don't have the understanding of how the great law of life transmutes mankind's human creations in this world into the eternal divine creation of the perfection of the Ascended Master's octave. This is the open doorway. It is the scepter of power. It is the master flame of the sacred fire from the great central sun that can blaze in through and around every human being on the earth and transmute everything into ascended master perfection. And if that isn't love and mercy and forgiveness to life, what could be? Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? In the former golden ages, when the ascended masters were rulers during those golden ages and controlled mankind's activities in this world, the royal purple was used to represent the authority of the ascended masters. It was the revealment of the divine love that produced the perfection of those golden ages. And that is why it was used to represent the royal authority of the Ascended Master's octave and the love and the gift of that love for mankind to use to create perfection in this world, sustain it, and experience only the harmonious way to live life. If mankind will return to the use of this, they will experience only the harmonious way to live their own individual lives And your world can become the world of the violet flame's love, the world of the violet flaming heart, the world of the violet flame's forgiveness to life. And then, do you know, you won't fear anything. You won't condemn anything. You won't criticize or blame or judge anything in existence. You will just feel the love in that violet consuming flame. That when something is wrong, it just pours the violet flame that consumes the wrong and lets perfection take its place for eternity. And this is the master presence of the love, forgiveness, and mercy mankind must understand and must use and must call forth into outer physical conditions in order to have what is wrong consumed harmoniously and permanently and replaced by the ascended master's perfection that reveals the attainment of the ascension for all that is in this world. When you understand what is within that violet consuming flame, you cannot help but love it with the mightiest intense feeling of your own life stream. When you understand how much it can do for you and how much it can do for anyone else, your loved ones or conditions in the outer world, whenever you call forth its mighty love into outer world conditions, you will simply love to keep yourself occupied with using it. You won't feel that you have to do it just so much in order to keep free from human creation. You will entertain yourself using it to consume human creation and let its love reveal the ascended master's divine plan fulfilled that must be always enfolded in that violet flame before it can manifest. So, blessed ones, I hope I may leave with you my feeling of my love for that violet consuming flame, because I am the Elohim of the violet flame to the earth. And with your mighty Saint Germain and others of the ascended host who are concentrating it into outer world conditions to help free mankind, we stand as a violet flame sun of the love the world needs and must have if it is to ever be purified. Therefore, when the mighty Saint Germain gave you the use of that violet consuming flame, he has given you a blessing for all eternity and a blessing that is the master power to change every bit of physical manifestation, everything in the physical world, into that which is constructive, harmonious, and reveals the ascended master's perfection of life. This is the revealing flame, as well as the purifying love that isn't concerned with mistakes. Your violet flame love doesn't care how many mistakes you've made. It doesn't have any feeling about you except that it loves you free from limitation and loves you free from the consciousness that has shut out the perfection of your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host. So its love is very, very, very great, beloved ones. It is the love as of 1,000 suns and can purify the world and all upon it. And in that purification raises all into the ascended master's way to live life. And it reveals, because of its purity and its harmony within itself, it reveals anything and everything that you need to know in the unascended state to understand the ascended master's consciousness what the Ascended Masters' love means to life, what the Ascended Masters have done and will yet do, and what the Ascended Masters' authority and power over the manifested universe is in the way of freedom to life wherever this is used in outer action. So, beloved ones, please charge yourselves with the Ascended Master's feeding and the Ascended Master's love of all that violet flame means to life, and make yourself the adoration of its almighty power. Now we come to that which is invincible. Because when you call forth the power of the cosmic violet consuming flame to the earth, listen to all mankind's energy put together, can stand before the onrush of that flame. It's one thing to pour forth that violet flame from your blessed mighty I Am presence into your outer use to just help you understand the world around you and help to control conditions. That's one thing. It's another thing to understand what the cosmic violet consuming flame means to this whole system of worlds and what the focus of it is in the violet planet. This is a vast cosmic concentration of its mighty power of love. And when you understand what that love is and what it can do and will do for you, if you will call it into the physical conditions of this world, your joy will know no bounds, and you will begin to feel what mastery is over the substance and the consciousness of the conditions of this world mankind has created. So make yourselves aware of the cosmic concentration of the violet consuming flame to this system of worlds, and ask your beloved I Am presence and your blessed Saint Germain or the seven mighty Elohim to teach you what the cosmic love of the cosmic violet consuming flame can draw into your outer use, into the outer activities of the physical world, and can release to help the masses of mankind awaken out of the sleep of the selfishness and the destruction of its own creation. This takes the cosmic concentration of that purifying love from the violet planet to come to the earth and begin its purification of the structure of earth itself. This will help to purify the powers of nature and forces of the elements so they only act harmoniously to mankind. And that affects not just the crust of the earth on which you tread. This will affect the powers of nature within your own flesh bodies. And if you will ask for the violet flame love from the violet planet to come in and around you and make you feel itself, and then pour it to the rest of life in this world, you can't help but be blessed by its almighty perfection, and in your willingness to call it forth to the rest of life in this world to free mankind, it will fill you and your world with such blessings as only love can give. And this is the love, forgiveness, and mercy that redeems the earth by consuming the limitation and the frightful human creation mankind has generated over the centuries for ages past. This is the freeing of the earth for all time to come, and it has to come by the desire the love, and the call of unascended beings who have been the channel through which the destruction has been created, or at least some of it. So, since it is a powerhouse of tremendous blessing to the earth, and its tremendous happiness and master power to bless you and everybody and everything where you call it forth, we want you to become acquainted with it and understand what our ascended master feeding for that violet consuming flame is, and what our ascended master consciousness knows concerning its blessing to this system of worlds, because it is the mighty purifying love that keeps pouring forth to the whole system its own almighty controlling presence that always brings freedom. If you want freedom, you must gain it always through the violet flame love that comes forth from your beloved I Am presence, or the ascended masters, or the violet planet in its mighty outpouring to the rest of the life of this system of worlds. Life is very wonderful, blessed ones. We want so much to bring forth certain illumination concerning other activities in this system, but the purification of mankind's feeding must take place first, and the purification of mankind's intellectual consciousness must also come in order to free the mind of the misconcepts it has accepted down through the centuries as the race consciousness of the mass of the people. And this must be consumed and removed so that the light of each one's mighty I Am presence and the ascended master's consciousness can give to mankind the ideas of the perfection and the blessing and the power of love that is in the other planets of this system. This violet consuming flame is the wide open door to everything that is of perfection in this universe. And mankind must become the outpouring of its love to the rest of life in order to be free in the outer self, in the physical embodiments of the present, until the ascension is attained. There isn't one life stream ever attained the ascension without the love and the power of the violet consuming flame that drew the life from the outer self up and into the ascended master's octave. So it is vitally necessary, and it is just as important as your own heart flame. In fact, your own heart flame contains some of it. So, blessed ones, if you will call forth the ascended masters, all illumining consciousness of all that the violet consuming flame's love means to the people of this world, and ask it to fill you until you understand it in your feeling, and then charge your intellectual consciousness with the ascended master's comprehension of what it means to life and how its almighty power can be drawn into every outer physical condition to transmute everything into the ascended master's perfection. And when we know this is in the universe, when there is so much of it in the system of worlds, and then mankind stays bound in suffering and limitation and destruction just because individuals will not turn the attention to the power that sets them free, we wait and wait and wait until the desire comes within the feeling of unascended beings to let this come through, explain itself, release the individual, and clothe the outer self with the power to help set life free everywhere in this world and raise all into the ascension. I have brought this to your attention this afternoon because it must come in worldwide activities in order for the planet itself to be purified and raised into that which one day makes it a sun of the perfection of life's love. Manifested in this system of worlds to give its life and its love and its perfection to the universe around it. So, beloved ones, there is a peace, there is a love, there is a power second to none in the violet consuming flame as you contemplate it and ask your mighty I Am presence and us to make you feel our feeling of the power of that violet consuming flame within yourselves, within the atmosphere around you, the power of that violet flame love to purify the powers of nature and forces of the elements, the power of that violet flame love to take away from mankind the torture it has generated for itself, because mankind has generated through the centuries a mass race consciousness that but enslaves and destroys everything it touches. And now we come to that which I hope you will accept, the violet consuming flame is the redemption flame and the eternal master presence of immortality. Thank you so much, and it is the purifying love that none of mankind's human creation can take out of the universe. So it is eternal freedom. And the purifying love that it pours to life in the forgiveness and mercy that harmoniously dissolves and consumes that which is wrong. My dear ones, only as you understand it, only as you use it, can you be filled with it. And when you are filled with it and you become it, you not only understand it, but you become one with our cosmic use of it in the system. And when you begin to realize what manifestations of beauty and perfection and freedom it is to life, you can but worship it and ask that its love bless everybody and everything into the eternal purity that is the ultimate victory and attainment of the fulfillment of the great divine plan. So whenever you think of the violet consuming flame, instead of just asking it to come in and purify yourselves or consume what's wrong, let your first consciousness of the violet consuming flame be your love to it. Send the feeling of love from your own heart up to your beloved I Am presence and to the violet planet, to your beloved Saint Germain first always, and then to the mighty Orion, the mighty activities of the seven mighty Elohim, as we draw forth this violet consuming flame, the sevenfold activity of the violet consuming flame, to flood its blessings and pour forth through everything its purifying love that balances and raises all in to the Ascended Master's way of life, wherein Only the greater and greater perfection of existence can possibly manifest, and for the rest of eternity, you are secure against discord. Never again can your life stream be interfered with or bound in human creation. When you love that violet consuming flame and ask its cosmic concentration of sacred fire love to come everywhere in this world and purify it until life in this world, mankind awakens and loves that violet flame and loves the earth, so the violet flame can raise all into the Ascended Master's octave of perfection. Oh, blessed ones, please learn to love it and let it bless you, because when your love goes to it, it can come in and around you and release such power as cannot come in any other way. Intellectually, you can hold the picture and you can call it forth by your decrees, and that is all right. But when you begin to love it and love it into outer action, you become one with it. And when you become one with it, you become its power to set the rest of life free. And that brings a joy you cannot get in any other way. Only the violet flame love can free this earth. So when you think of its all-purifying, all-protecting freedom from human creation, remember it begins with the feeling of love inside of you for that violet flame, so intense that it becomes part of the outer flesh structure. As it passes through, it blesses everything with its purifying, balancing power, and it is a magnetic raising of the outer self and disconnects it from the discord in the world around it and lifts it into the Ascended Master's consciousness and holds it there till the moment of the ascension. So it is in reality the ascension flame. This is the open door to mankind's freedom from the self-created limitations generated through the centuries and which have bound mankind by war and destruction and desecration and suffering, which were never part of the divine plan. Mankind's discord generated in this world was never part of the God design of life, for any life stream never was and never will be. And so the open door of freedom for individuals to let go of the destructive forces, the open door is the violet consuming flames, almighty love that raises and raises and raises everything into the perfection of eternity and is the eternal, the indestructible harmony that is the master presence throughout creation. So when we think of the legions of the angels of the violet flame, my dear ones, I wish we might show you what would happen in a large city if countless legions of the violet consuming flame's love were to suddenly sweep through the atmosphere of the city and hold steady while mankind beheld their presence and watched that violet consuming flame's love dissolve and consume everything of imperfection. It can be done. It might be done. We hope it will be done. Thank you so much. Now, when the desire world of mankind, the feeling world of the individual, wants the rest of life free from distress, it will call forth the love, forgiveness, and mercy of the violet consuming flame to do that which it alone can do, and to move into outer physical conditions, the cosmic purification of eternity. And this is our privilege, to call forth into the physical atmosphere of Earth, into the structure of Earth itself, into the powers of nature and forces of the elements, and into the physical flesh bodies of mankind. So if you love life enough to want the life in this world set free from human distress, then set this into action. You make the call, and we, who have limitless legions of the angels of the violet consuming flame and boundless oceans of that violet consuming flame, can come forth from the great central sun. We will concentrate it wherever you love life enough to forgive it and pour into it whatever will consume the wrong and replace it by that which is the perfection of the ascension, the perfection of eternity, the immortality of purifying love. And this is peace. This is the ruling authority in this system of worlds, because there is some of this must go in every planet of the system to be the love that holds purity and balance and control in physical manifestation. So now I enfold you in my miracle mantle of the cosmic violet consuming flames, purifying love, protecting love, that is invincible freedom from all distress in this world or any other, the rest of eternity. May the limitless legions of the love which I am to life ever be your guard, and the cosmic powers of that violet consuming flame come into your outer use and pour forth to your nation and the world that which commands and compels discord in God's universe to cease to be, and the immortality of peace and love and purity and freedom take its dominion in the physical manifestations of this world and teach mankind the way to the ascension. Therefore, we enfold you in the cosmic violet flaming heart of the seven mighty Elohim of creation. And we pour forth its cosmic love to protect you, enfold you, and take you into its heart and hold you there until you come into our world for eternity. May you ever abide within its purifying love and peace, and forgive and forgive and forgive everything of human creation by consuming it with our violet flame love and indestructible purity of all eternity. And you will find our miracle mantle of violet flame mastery is ever about you, and its power ever blesses you and raises you in your final victory of the ascension. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved, blessed, precious Arcturus, thank you for your love this hour. Blaze it around us, make us its victory, and wherever we abide, blaze its power without limit to free all for eternity. We thank thee. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such cosmic, violet, consuming flames, purifying love, that at least where we abide, discord cannot approach ever again. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know blazes enough violet consuming flame around us to keep the hordes of evil away from us forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Now to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, we ask you to clothe us in your sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and intensify into and around us the cosmic violet consuming flames purifying love in whatever intensity you know consumes all human creation wherever we abide. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress enough cosmic concentration of the violet consuming flames purifying love, blaze it and blaze it and blaze it till it controls all the powers of nature and forces of the elements wherever we abide and forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and now charge it with beloved mighty Arcturus, mightiest cosmic concentration of the violet consuming flames, purifying love of eternity. And may it be the light, the violet consuming flame of a billion suns that comes swiftly into our nation and the world and consumes human creation and forever compels freedom manifest. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand without limit to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, till this world and all upon it are free for eternity. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensation. And now, enough of the cosmic concentration of the cosmic violet consuming flame purifying love to free our nation and free this world as soon as possible. And we thank thee without limit for eternity.